Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:23. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I have to tell you, the one thing I love about this show is that we engage with people online in real time. Like, I'm talking to Justin Butler with Bremer Bank and their Home for Good program with the United Way and how they help families transition in and out of homelessness, and people are getting more information and want to know if they can donate. And then I was talking to Rachel Johnson at Comcast about Stuff to Slay with KSTP, and folks were like, where can I go and what's the age and when does it start? And, you know, folks be talking to me on social media like I'm not really live doing a whole radio show right now, but I love it. I love that part. So I have to say hey to Stacy Pompey and Marie Fetter and Margaret Sullivan and Nancy Mallett and Jabbar Hassan. They are all on social media saying hey, listening, tuning in. So that is great. Hey, y'all. Hey, live from Ohio. I'm in Columbus hanging out with my best friend, Christopher Williams. We have been knowing each other for 30 plus years. And so when I saw the story in London, Ohio, about the little boy who was rescued from the lake, who had autism, who wandered away from home, I thought this is a perfect opportunity to not only do a door lock donation event with the London Police Department, but also to hang out with my best friend. And since I'm at his house, I have taken over his man cave doing my radio show. I figured I might as well ask him to join me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And he is live making his debut on the Shaletta Show. Hey, Chris. Is he there?
He should be.
Okay, well, where he at? Do y'all have him on the phone?
I do. It's not connecting. Give me 1 second to get Chris. 1 sec.
All right. Let's get Chris on the phone because, my friend Paul Douglas, who y'all know and love, he calls me Hurricane Shaletta because he says when I come in the room, it's just like a storm, is whipping up. And so it's just like a lot of, you know, energy, a lot of electricity, a lot of everything. Right. And so, so he's like, yeah, Shaletta, we're going to start calling you Hurricane Shaletta. And I was like, okay, that sounds good. I like that. Not necessarily storm for the X-Men, but Hurricane Shaletta. That's good because I'm from Texas. We do hurricanes there. I like to drink hurricane. And so I said, yeah, let's do it. And so I don't think my friend Chris was ready for me.
That hurricane knocked out the phone line, Shaletta. That's what happened.
Well, girl, y'all got to call him back because I want to get him on the show so we can have fun and talk. Mm-hmm. So Chris was not ready for me. He was not ready for me to come in with the live giveaway event. So he took the day off from work yesterday and he put his Shaletta shirt on. And when you wear that shirt, that's like a badge of honor. Right. And so we went to the lock donation giveaway event and he had to remind me. He was like, listen, I'm not your husband and we're not married. So you're not going to be bossing me around. Okay. But he was there with the people and the kids, and he was toting the locks out to the car. And you know what, friend? You really helped me, because usually when I go to different cities like Boston and so many other places to do these lock giveaways, I don't have anybody with me. I'm toting the locks. I'm greeting the people. I'm giving the tutorials about how to install them. It's just me. And just to have you there yesterday, it just took such a load off. It was so much fun working with you in community and doing this. I love you.
Shaletta, you know I love you as well. No, I was just going to say, you know, based off of what you just said, it was an honor for me to be able to come to the event with you and support you in whatever way. The fact that you dropped everything that you had to come to London, Ohio, to give your time and attention to these parents of these children was a beautiful thing. And I wanted to be there to support you in any way that I could. And I'm thankful that I'm in Ohio in this point in my life where I could be here to support you in this way.
And I am too. And you know, I'm you know, some people know this, you better than others. I'm a lot. And I'm a lot to take. And, you know, we haven't spent multiple days together in a while. And so I don't know if your cholesterol and your blood pressure was ready for me. I'm going to try to tone it down, two or three notches so that when I leave here, your doctor don't have to put you on blood pressure medicine.
Yes, you are a lot. And that is true, but I love you anyway. And in 30 years that I've known you, I've learned how to manage. So my doctor is okay, is fine with everything, but I will be going to get a checkup.
Now, you have a secret to dealing with me, because people have asked you, people that know the both of us, like, how you put up with, how you deal with Shaletta? Y'all been friends for 30 years. How you do that? But you have a recipe for success in maintaining and managing our friendship so that we love each other and we don't kill each other.
And I would give this advice to anyone who knows Shaletta in all her glory. You have to take her in doses. Take her in small doses.
Okay, so what do you mean by take her in small doses?
So Shaletta will be here, or Shaletta has been here for a couple of days. And after Shaletta leaves, I will need a little bit of a detox. I call it a Shaletta detox. So I can recharge. So here's and I think you know this, Shaletta. I'm a bit of an introvert. Even coming on to your show is a leap for me. And so yes, with introverts, you have to know that we need time to recharge. You, my friend, are very much an extrovert. With that dynamic, I need to be able to recharge.
Okay. All right. So,
I will take that time. Once you leave, while you're here, I'm here with you 100%. But once you leave, I will take some time to recharge.
Okay. And so that Shaletta detox just means no Shaletta for a little while. Is there like a cocktail that you take, a cigar that you need to smoke, a special drink that folks drink when I leave? Is there some, you know, because I have a couple of other friends, you and Fanshawn and a couple of others who are introverts. And so is there something special with the Shaletta detox that y'all do to help y'all get y'all metabolism back up? Because I come in and I know I suck the life out of you. I know I do that.
Yes. All of the above. There will be some time. There may be a beverage. Okay. There will definitely be a cigar. Okay. But yes, all of the things that you just mentioned.
Okay. All right.
And as you know, next week for Thanksgiving, I am going to Texas and I'll be spending time with my family. And with them, once I get back, I will detox from them too.
Okay. So wait, you don't have much time between your Shaletta experience and your family experience. So it's pretty much a plane ride, because we pretty much leave out around the same time. I think I gave you like an hour or so. So you might want to take advantage of that, because you're going straight from me to the family Thanksgiving experience. Mm.
Absolutely. I have my headphones charged up for noise canceling. I will be on the plane you know, you know, the person who sits next to me, you know, God love them. They will get all the peace that they need because they will not have to worry about me bothering them.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you allowed me to bother you, that you opened up your home and your life and your schedule to me. You were there with me at the donation giveaway. It was raining. It was cold. You know, the families who come to pick up locks that needed more than one, they got to keep a hand on their child because they're a wanderer. And then they got to carry those locks out. And you were so conscious of that. And you just, you know, kept going back and forth with the locks and the families. And every time you got back in, another family came and, you know, you had to go outside with more locks and you were all wet and cold. And I was all nice and warm and toasty and dry and entertaining the folks who came in. And so you just allow me to be a blessing to those families. And I just thank you and I love you. And, you know, 30 years of friendship, you just mean so much to me.
And you mean so much to me. And in all seriousness and jokingness aside, I enjoyed my time yesterday to see those families and to see how they appreciated what you were doing for them actually gave me life. And it made me feel really great about being able to be a part of something so special. So thank you for coming and allowing me to be a part of it. I really do appreciate
and
it.
If any of you ladies out there want to see what my best friend Christopher Williams, who is single and successful, looks like, I'm getting ready to put up a link to a story that ABC6 in Columbus did. He's in the story. He looks amazing. And so I'm going to post that. Any request for information about my very single and successful friend, you can find in my DMs. Y'all stick around. There's more to come on the Shaletta Show.